Today, we stop in a city. Unfortunately, when you're in Edmonton, not many of them are in the playoffs. But I'm guessing this fan base is getting even more excited about the post-Olympic push because their goaltender has played great. Carey Price. Sean Campbell from TSN Radio, 690 in Montreal, joins us. Sean, I'm sure some Habs fans are maybe frustrated with Subban, but I'm guessing Price's play trumps that to the nth degree because you need a goaltender to win in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just that's the talk of the town. I was hosting our USA-Canada postgame this afternoon, and Carey Price was all the talk. He was absolutely stellar today against the U.S., and a lot of Montreal Canadiens fans just want to link that to a playoff run. Everything he's learning in Sochi, everything he's learning about being in a big tournament, can he bring that to the Montreal Canadiens come playoff time? That was the focus of Montreal today.
Sean, what was the feeling coming into the tournament out in Montreal? Was it expected that Price would probably be the starter, or is this sort of surprising that he's been given the reins to go all the way here?
If you ask Montreal Canadiens fans, they all would have said he deserved the right, he should be the guy, and Roberto Luongo sucks. That was pretty much the conversation. And that's Roberto Luongo, a Montreal guy. But you know what? I think a lot of Montreal fans were really expecting it to be Roberto Luongo because he did win it in 2010. And, you know, my argument on the basis, it didn't really matter. And after watching the first two games, there is no bad decision. If you choose Roberto Luongo, if that was your pony you picked, I don't think you needed to explain yourself. And I don't think you need to explain yourself that if it was Carey Price. They went with Carey Price. That was their choice. They've moved forward. They've gotten to the gold medal game, and they've done it with a bunch of 2-1 and 1-0 games, which was a little bit unexpected. So goaltending and defense has been a factor. So coming into the tournament, I think a lot of focus was probably on a little bit more on PK Subban than Carey Price. But Montrealers, they felt that the world hadn't seen the best of Carey Price, and watching him in this tournament, and he's been very good this year, especially today, this may be the best I've ever seen him.
Gregor and Sotheby with you, joined by Sean Campbell from TSN in Montreal. Sean, Carey Price had been struggling a little bit, and I noticed that his coach said, you know what, we want to try to get him back in. They played him in back-to-back games twice in a span of 6 days, which is something I didn't see from Therrien earlier in the year, but obviously he was trying to get his goalie back into the swing of things. Do you think that helped Price?
I think it did. I think Carey Price is a guy, when he had his most success was the year he played for Tri-City. Then he went out and he played for the World Juniors. I believe it was 07. And then he came and played for Montreal. And then they sent him down to Hamilton and he went on to win the Calder Cup. And I remember doing the math that year. He ended up playing in 95 games total as a goaltender, wow, which is unbelievable. And, you know, his best was carrying the Hamilton Bulldogs to the Calder Cup in the AHL. And he was the guy. So I just think that he's a guy that it doesn't really matter if you really just lean on him. He can handle the back-to-backs. And a lot of argument in Montreal was, why wasn't Michel Therrien doing that earlier in the season? He had a plan. He had the way he was moving forward. And, you know, Peter Budaj has been solid as a backup. As you can't ask for anything more than a backup than Peter Budaj this year with the Montreal Canadiens. And it seemed that he was just never going to go back-to-back. But you're right. He went with the back-to-back situation. The first back-to-back did not work at all. He had to be pulled in the second game. But then he went back again in the back-to-back, and Carey Price, again, looks solid. He's had to play a lot of hockey in Sochi. He's going to come back. I'm curious who's going to get that first start against Detroit. I would think it's Peter Budaj after him going to the gold medal. But it's going to be very interesting for that first game because Montreal, once they get back, they have a back-to-back. And Carey Price is either going to be on a high or a low winning the gold or the silver.
You know, it's interesting. Obviously, he's not going to play in both of those games. And I do wonder, Michel Therrien, it's probably easier to rest a goaltender. He doesn't have to worry about Subban because he just hasn't gotten to play. Montreal currently sits with 70 points, so they're 7 points up on the ninth-place team. Pretty comfortable position, but obviously they're battling, I think, Tampa Bay for home ice in the first round in the Atlantic Division. What type of player do you think Montreal is looking for? Because it's going to be a mad push to the trade deadline, Sean.
They want someone that can score goals. Okay. That's it. Yes, you could have 29 other teams. They want a guy that can score goals. They have Max Pacioretty, and they have Max Pacioretty. They don't have depth of scoring on this team. They have quality forwards, guys that have, you know, put up some numbers and, you know, that are consistent. You know, you're not going to really, you know, turn away Thomas McCannis, who's second on the team in goals. But they need a goal scorer. Brian Gionta, captain, pending UFA. They need someone on that right side. Brendan Gallagher, everybody loves him. Loves him. Got to score a little bit more. If he's going to be a top six forward, he's got to put the puck in the net a little bit more often. So if they're looking for someone, it's scoring goals. They just need a goal scorer. And it's kind of curious that they did this last year. Last year, what did Mark Bergevin? What did he go out and get? He got Michael Ryder. What does Michael Ryder do? It's the only thing he does. He scores goals. That's what they need.
What now, Alex Hemsky is somebody who I think is definitely getting traded out of Edmonton. He's not a goal scorer per se, but he definitely can create offense. Would he be a fit at all, or do they not need another kind of smallish winger?
No, they need size. Yeah. Like, they like a goal scorer, but they'll say, we like a big goal scorer. You know, they like a big goal scorer, a guy who could score 20, 25, you know, and that's a big size like Rene Bork, but that didn't pan out, right? You know, that's the kind of trade they're going to be looking for, but they want one like that that's going to work. Alex Hemsky, I'm kind of with you. I think that he can go to a team and help anybody. I don't think that he would actually go to a team and hurt that team. But with the makeup of what Montreal has, I don't know what the long-term benefit of that would be. I don't know how much Montreal at this trade deadline is going to be looking forward to acquiring anything that doesn't have a contract. I think that they want to make sure if they get something, they're going to have it for next year as well.
What went wrong with Rene Bork? Now, I know he's inconsistent, but there's got to be more than that. At the heart of it, what's the issue with Bork?
I think that he just never got involved physically. And I think that, yes, he's a guy that can put the puck in the net. And he got an opportunity earlier this year. He got plenty of opportunity. His average power play time is more than Alex Galchenyuk's, which people were just shrugging their shoulder going, how do you have this kid that has all this offensive talent not play at least the power play? And Rene Bork is still getting power play time. So Rene Bork has got an opportunity in offensive situations. He's been thrown that. And then just Michel Therrien hit a wall and they brought him down to the third line and is kind of, he's been stuck there in that rotation on the third line. I'm curious if everybody gets healthy, he may be the odd man out, but I think it's just not implementing himself physically into the hockey games. Those are the best games. He's had games where you're like, ah, there's Rene Bork. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the stat line, he ends up with 3-4 hits and 6 shots and maybe a goal or maybe nothing. But then you're like, I notice Rene Bork tonight. But too many nights you just don't notice him because you mentioned the inconsistency. And I think it's very obvious that those nights are the nights that he just doesn't implement himself physically.
It's clear they might be shopping Rene Bork, but who knows if they'll actually be able to move him. What might they be looking to move off their roster if they can't move him? If they're trying to bring something in, you got to give a little bit. Or are they dangling prospects, or would it be someone off the roster?
They definitely have prospects to play around with, and they have for teams that are looking for guys that have, you know, an unrestricted free agency. So if you're not looking to hurt your cap next year, you're looking for a guy to help you for a playoff push this year. They have guys like that. I think Brian Gionta is a guy that they should definitely trade because I think that there is value for a leader, veteran savvy, a guy that can, you know, play the peak, a little bit of offense if you need it down the stretch. I think if, you know, of course you mentioned Rene Bork. If anybody wants Rene Bork, he's there for the taking, honestly. They're just looking to get rid of him. But in Hamilton, they have three defensemen. Everybody knows Nathan Beaulieu, who's been with the club. He's back with Hamilton now because of the break. Jared Tenorti, everybody knows these names. Greg Patterin, the guy that they got in the Mikhail Grabowski trade from Toronto, he is probably been the best defenseman in Hamilton this year, and he is third on the depth chart. And, you know, if Montreal wasn't so deep on defense this year, he would probably get that opportunity, and he may get that opportunity next year. So if there's a team that has the right scouting that saw the AHL, they may be targeting him. He may be a guy that's part of a package that you could actually push into an NHL roster. Now, I think down the line, he's nothing more than, you know, top end of four. But if you want a depth defenseman, he might be that guy. If they really want something nice, they're going to have to move Tenorti or Beaulieu. Those are their biggest assets that they have on their roster. I don't know if they want to move both, but they may be able to move one of them and keep the other one.
Sean, excellent stuff. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Should be an excellent one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime. I can't believe you guys are getting up at 5 a.m. for that. You know, I thought 7, that's good for us, but 5, man, that must be rough.
Yeah, but you know what, Sean? Here in Alberta, our premier, bars are allowed to serve booze at 5 a.m.
We're just not going to bed.
Yeah.
We got to wait till 8. We got to, like, the first period, there's nothing we could do about it.
Well, that's why you got to move to Alberta. We got all the advantages.
Oh, that's great. Good call.